You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 297. Today we're discussing the Pi Monorepo, a collection of tools for building AI agents and managing LLM deployments.
That's right, Izzo. The Pi Monorepo is a GitHub repository that contains various packages for building AI agents and managing LLM deployments.
So why does this matter right now? What real problems do people deal with that the Pi Monorepo can solve?
Well, Izzo, one of the main problems is the lack of a unified API for LLMs. The Pi Monorepo provides a unified multi-provider LLM API for OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, etc.
That's really interesting. So how does it work? Can you break it down for me?
Sure thing, Izzo. The @MariaZechner PI package provides a unified multi-provider LLM API. It allows developers to interact with different LLM providers using a single API.
Okay, got it. And what about the agent runtime? How does that work?
The @MariaZechner Pi Agent Core package provides an agent runtime with tool calling and state management. It allows developers to build agents that can interact with tools and manage state.
That sounds really powerful. What kind of tools can the agent interact with?
The agent can interact with a variety of tools, including coding tools, debugging tools, and testing tools.
Okay, that's really cool. So what's the user story for the Pi Monorepo? Who uses it and why?
The Pi Monorepo is primarily used by developers who want to build AI agents and manage LLM deployments. It provides a set of tools that make it easy to interact with LLMs and build agents that can automate tasks.
All right, so what's the market for this? Who's the target audience?
The target audience is developers who work with AI and machine learning. It's a niche market, but it's growing rapidly.
Okay, got it. So what's the competitive landscape like? Are there other tools like this out there?
Yes, there are other tools like this out there. But the Pi Monorepo is unique in that it provides a unified API for LLMs and a powerful agent runtime.
All right, so what's next? What should listeners do to get started with the Pi Monorepo?
To get started, listeners can try installing the @MariaZechner Pi Coding Agent package and exploring its features. They can also check out the Pi Monorepo GitHub repository and start contributing to the project.
That's a great idea, Boone. And finally, what's the call to action? What do we want listeners to do next?
The call to action is to try out the Pi Monorepo and start building AI agents and managing LLM deployments. Listeners can also join the Pi Monorepo community on Discord and start contributing to the project.
All right, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to Exploring Next, and we'll see you next time.